The Hall has been inducting baseball's greats since the eye-popping first class of Babe Ruth, Honus Wagner, Walter Johnson, Christy Mathewson, and Ty Cobb in 1936. But in his first year of eligibility, closer Mariano Rivera of the Yankees was the first to appear on every single baseball writer's ballot.
I remember receiving the call and when they told me about it. I was in my house. I was here in my house. And my wife, my boys, you know, the whole family here, some kind of shout. My God, it was amazing, amazing, great feeling. It feels like, I told someone that it feels like when you just won the championship, the World Series, you know, that level.
For almost two decades, this sound in the ninth inning at Yankee Stadium almost always meant one thing. New York was about to ice the game. Rivera, the all-time saves leader, won five World Series with the Yankees over 19 years before retiring in 2013. He's a 13-time All-Star with a 2.21 ERA, all stats that brought the wiry son of a Panamanian fisherman to baseball immortality, largely thanks to a usually unhittable cutter. Rivera was even better in October, and he talked about his mindset during high-stress postseason appearances.
You focus on and the next pitch, and the pitch by pitch. That's what I focus on. And, you know, knowing that maybe this pitch will be the last pitch that I might throw to finish and win this championship. You know, it's something that you don't want to go ahead. You know, you need to control those emotions.
Rivera pitched in 96 playoff games, saving 42, of course, with a .7 ERA.
I love it. I have passion for it. You know what I mean? And I maybe believe that was the situation that my abilities went to a different level. Thank God, and my concentration level was even higher than the regular season.
Also being inducted Sunday at 1:30 at the Clark Sports Center are Lee Smith, Edgar Martinez, Roy Halladay posthumously, Harold Baines, and Mike Mussina. Rivera and Mussina were righty teammates on the Yankees after Moose came over from Baltimore. Over 18 seasons, the starter relied on precision off-speed pitches to rack up 2,813 strikeouts. He finished in the top six in Cy Young voting 9 times. Mussina sees his induction as something of a reunion.
Ripken and Alomar, now Harold, Mariano, Lee Smith was actually the closer in Baltimore for a couple seasons. I played with Randy Johnson in New York. So there's a lot of guys. Joe Torre was my manager. There's a lot of guys that are, you know, that are teammates or were teammates for years that are going to be there. So it's. You know, it's kind of neat, and you know, to be in a situation like this with guys that you played with is really special.
Mussina, who was known for his even demeanor and intense focus, tried to avoid hurt feelings in New York or Baltimore by opting for a blank hat on his plaque.
Both organizations were tremendously involved in this, and I just don't feel right picking one over the other. So the decision to go in without one logo. Versus the other logo. It was the only decision that I could make that I felt good about.
More than 50 Hall of Famers will be heading to upstate New York for the ceremony, but it carries some melancholy. Halladay, a two-time Cy Young winner who was one of the dominant pitchers of his era, died in a plane crash in 2017. In 2010, he threw two no-hitters for the Phillies, a playoff no-no against the Reds, and a perfect game against Miami back in May. He's also going in with a blank hat. Ian Pickus, WAMC News.